let's do something just a little bit different today. Welcome to the episode, Let's Get Grounded, because we're going to talk about the chaos of our emotions. So wherever you are, wherever you're at listening to this, just sit in your seat or lie back and just feel your body at this moment. Feel how your body is resting against the furniture. Feel the touch points. And just get present. Can you make yourself 5 or 10% more comfortable? Take a deep breath. Release the day, release the moment, release the week, and just be here right now. I love that they call it the present, because in the present moment is a gift of life, of energy, of vitality. And when we can get present and when we can feel in that moment, there is nothing bothering us. There's no problem. It's just our mind that creates a problem. There's just our mind that tells us a story about what we think is a problem. Sometimes our mind can really be the bad guy, can really tell you a story that because you don't have a job, there's a problem. Because you don't have money, there's a problem. Because you're in an unhealthy relationship, that's a problem. When all it really is an experience. So welcome to today's episode, breathing in deeply, trying to let some of these deep topics just wash over you a little bit. Just hear how they are presented. Hear and see if you can understand a little bit more truth about what's going on and what life is presenting itself to you. So my name is Jen Mack. I'm the Lady of the Mind. Welcome to today's episode where I hope I am finding you sitting in the truth of life. And if you're not sitting in the truth, then it is my intention that in today's episode, I give you just one nugget of inspiration towards your transformation. We are on a transformational journey. We are going from here to there, wherever the there is, and we are having this human experience as a spiritual being. But most of us do not connect with that spiritual being. We connect with our human being, our human existence through our five senses and through our mind that calculates everything that happens to us is either good if it's how we want it to be, or it's bad if it's not how we want it to be. So today is April 2nd, and it's not very warm outside. This week, we're supposed to get snow. I live in northern Michigan. Normally, we don't get snow in April. We might get a little dusting or kind of a maybe an inch, but it's not typical. Somewhere in the third or fourth week of March, we get this big storm that drops, 18 inches on us. But then the next day, it starts to melt pretty fast. And sometimes we get flooded basements and slushy backyards. But we're supposed to get a little bit of snow, and I'm wanting to plan my garden and get my turtles out. I have four turtles, and I build a little pond for them on my deck, and I have this idea of doing a bigger pond for them, and I'm excited about it, and I'm like itching to get outside. But I'm irritated that the outside is not warm. And I always ask myself why I live in northern Michigan, because, 9 months of the year, it's not the best weather to being outside. And when we do have hot days, it's hot and humid and sticky, though I do like hot more than I like cold. But I'm annoyed about the weather. Well, if we take this moment and we say, the world isn't how the world or my town, my city is not how I want it to be, then I create a not comfortable response in the body. That not comfortable response in the body is something frustration, irritated, anger, poor me. Why is the weather like this? I can't get outside. I just want to go outside. I've been inside since November, and I really love outside. I love being outdoors. unless it's cold, that I don't want. Now, if there's snow on the ground, that's different. My brain can go around and get on board with the snow. Like, I do love snow, but somehow when it's just kind of gray and the grass is out, or sometimes the sun is out, but I'm like, it's 34 degrees and windy. I'm annoyed by that. But it is in that story that I tell myself. It is in that moment that I say, the world, the outside should be different. Then if I'm not attached to that, or if I am attached to it, I mean, I'm attached to it should be nicer outside. Anytime you start a sentence with should, it should be, or you should be, or that should be, you are immediately creating suffering. So pay attention to your words. If you say the word should, you are creating suffering. It should be nice outside. My kids should be quiet when they're watching TV. They should eat slowly. Traffic should go faster. This light, it shouldn't take so long. That is creating this inner environment that is in discord. And you've heard me say it 1,000 times, when you're kinking the hose, you're creating this pressure in your body. And I have said this 1,000 times, is that old age does not create the natural state of what we think old age is. We slow down, we are hunched over, we become stiffer. That it is not because of age, it's because we've been holding on to our suffering for so dang long. That when you see a person who's hunched over, you can imagine the stuck energy that they are carrying. They are carrying something so heavy, and eventually the body folds over, can't carry it any longer. If you have a hose that's been kinked for 30 or 40 or 90 years and you go to let go of it, finally, what does a hose look like? It doesn't just let go and bounce back, right? It stays deformed in that kink. And so today I want to talk about a few things that can help you to release some of that weight. Because our experience as a human, as a spiritual being, is our inner experience. We experience the world energetically, inside. These are our emotions, our emotional state. And we experience it from the inside. Everything that you can look outside of you and you tell a story about, whether it's neutral, negative, positive, whatever, it is a inner experience. So think about that for a second. If the whole world, no matter how the world is set up, and I experience it internally, well, gosh, if I change my mind about that experience, now my inner experience becomes positive. Huh. If I change the story of that outer world, then my inner world becomes at peace. If that outer world is, oh, traffic should be moving faster, I'm creating inner turmoil. I'm creating suffering inside. And in that suffering, that's my own state. That is my own creation. I'm not letting the flow of life move through me because I'm telling myself a story about how the outside world should be. And then what? We spend our lives trying to control and manipulate the outside world so that I can feel better. When I say, you know what? How about you just choose to feel better right now? You go, yeah, but Jen, listen, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how I feel. And I go, you know what? I have had my share of emotional states. And Amy asked me a question just this past week. And Amy's my partner. She's my life partner. And she says, I said something about, you know, my emotions are just so like all over the place. Like I'm either a 1 or a 10. And what the heck? Like, why do I feel so bad today? What story am I telling myself? And I'm digging deep. Like, what's that story? And she goes, I want to know why your emotions have such a grip on you. And I said, that is such an amazing way to put it, because immediately the light bulb went on that says grip. That means that I am holding on too tight. I am holding on to something too tight. I came here to have an experience. Every single experience only has the definition of which I put on it. Literally every single experience. We go to the movies and you can watch something amazing, some story of suffering to triumph, and go, that was just an experience. Like I love entrepreneurial movies, whether cartoon or not, that are about a person who is following their dream. So from Moana, who's like, I know I'm supposed to be like the leader of the island, but man, my whole being, everything is calling me to the ocean. And she fights against her people. Her parents are like, no, you're supposed to be on the tribe. Nobody goes across the ocean. Anyway, she ends up going and she defeats all of these things along the way. And she has stressor points and she has challenges along the way. The Lorax is another one. He's going to sell the Thneed. These are all cartoons. He's going to sell the Thneed in Thneedville. And everyone's like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That product is so dumb. And he just goes and he comes across all of these obstacles and all of these problems and all these people that are telling him that's a dumb idea. But yet he keeps going. And eventually he succeeds. It's just a story. And then my favorite that I'm six times on watching now is the latest version of Willy Wonka. And that's Wonka. And I love the music and I love the story, but I'm sitting back and I'm watching the story. He gets hoodwinked by these people that are like collecting kids that are on the street and basically telling them that they owe them thousands and thousands of dollars. And then they have to live and work off this money at their place. Great movie, great music, great acting. I just love it. That's his story. Willy Wonka loses his mom, right? But he doesn't become a victim. It's part of his story. It's part of his challenge. And he overcomes and overcomes and overcomes and overcomes all the way to success. The three chocolate rivals in the city are like, we don't want him here. He's better than us. So we're basically going to try to knock him off. We're going to try to discourage him. Oh, that didn't work. So now we're basically going to put him on a boat and then we're going to blow up the boat. And guess what? That didn't work either. So when you stand back farther on your journey, if you're looking at your life in a linear view that you go, yeah, that's my story. I had that grief early on, or I had that abuse, or I had that trauma. And then I had this episode happen. I had this crappy relationship. And then I lost this job, or I got this job, and I got talked to that way. And that's my story and my story and my story and my story. And then I go, yeah, but what about your triumph? If you were holding on so tightly to that trauma that you're not allowing the triumph to come through, the triumph is waiting. If Wonka or Moana or the Onceler, and he goes, or not the Onceler, but the Lorax, and he goes, I'm going to get through it. I know I can do it. The sea calls me. The chocolate calls me. This product, this life is calling me forward. I have to constantly overcome those challenges in the story. So what is your story? What do you need to overcome? So I want to tell you a little something yesterday. So I'm on the scale. I talked about wealth dynamics. I love taking all these different tests, from the personality to Enneagram to numerology is my latest study, and to wealth dynamics. I just take all these different tests to learn more about myself. And I dive deep, deep, deep into more about myself. Tell me more about myself. Because then it teaches me I can love myself no matter where I'm at. So I'm a creator type. I am constantly creating. Constantly, I want to do art. I want to create things. I want to build things. I want to create courses. I want to teach you things. I want to share my message with the world. But here's the thing. I don't have just one message. I have 10,000 messages. And I want to share them with you across the globe. No matter where you are listening right now, wherever you are in the world, I'm sitting here in my living room recording this episode going, I need to tell you something. You need to hear this something. I have this message to tell you from my journey to share with you, to give you a couple of steps in your journey that are less than suffering. You don't have to suffer. And so as I'm wanting to create the next stage of my life and my business and my podcast, I'm creating a website. I want to add some blogs. I want to start reaching more people. I want to start sharing my journey and my messages with as many people as possible to help lighten the load in your journey. And so I get up yesterday and I'm feeling not very good. And I did a couple errands to run in the morning, and I come home and I kind of start doing some yard work. And as you already know, the weather is not cooperating. So it's a little bit cold outside and I'm annoyed by how cold it is. And I'm recognizing that my mood is dipping. And I go on the scale and I'm like, yeah, I was a 9. Now I'm a 5 because I'm telling my story about the weather and how I'm annoyed with how cold it is. And it's getting worse and worse. Well, here's what happened. And it was very exciting to me. I'm very intuitive and I'm very aware and very present. And sometimes I dip into the subconscious mode and I just let the story unfold. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. But I'm coming into the office and Amy just raked herself silly this last weekend over Easter weekend, raked the backyard. It looks amazing. I don't think there's a single leaf in this giant, the main section of our yard. Of course, they build up against the fence and whatever. We have a ton of trees and which is so beautiful and a ton of leaves, which kind of annoys me. But she raked herself crazy. So the backyard looks amazing. But there's some bare spots in the yard, which then, of course, as it's rainy and it's kind of cold and whatever, it kind of creates a little bit of mud, a little bit of wet dirt. So anyway, so I'm planting some grass and I'm coming inside. I have a slider door and a walkout basement. And so in that room in the basement with the slider doors is my other recording space. And I have, that's where if I'm recording, I say my library, that's that room. Okay. Well, I just vacuumed. I just cleaned. I dusted. It feels so great. And then here I come walking in with muddy shoes. Didn't even realize I had muddy shoes. I turn around to go back outside and I see this muddy trail that I just walked across my freshly cleaned carpet. And I'm just like, dang it. Right. So my 5 went to a 1 pretty fast. Well, then it was kind of interesting because here's this thing that happened inside. I started to kind of self-attack. Like I kind of went negative there for a second. And I'm like, man, you know, I just vacuumed. Why can't things stay clean for very long? And I'm just kind of going on. I'm starting to complain. I'm starting to kind of dive off the cliff. But then something happened and I could sense my higher self observing this behavior. So here I am ranting and raving about the mud on the floor and why I can't have nice things. And oh my God, the carpet, I just cleaned it, just vacuumed it, and man, going on and on and on. But I'm aware of my higher self just observing this inner turmoil that I'm creating. And I was just kind of sat with all of that. So then I take my shoes, I take them outside, I bang them together, get all the mud off. I run the vacuum again. The whole time I'm completely annoyed, but I'm aware that my higher self is watching this unfold. And I come upstairs and I'm feeling all of this angst and this irritation. And I start kind of pacing in the living room. And as I'm pacing, I'm watching my higher self. So I'm seeing myself pacing. I'm feeling this awareness of my higher self, as well as I'm feeling the emotional state of this turmoil. Then I start, not only am I self-attacking, but now I'm attacking myself on how my business is unfolding. I want it to be more. I want to reach more people. I want my numbers to get better. I'm going on and on. Why don't I just get it? How come I feel so dumb? Why am I like the ocean calls me, right? Entrepreneurship and this business and this topic and my podcast and my coaching business, all of this calls me. I am constantly turning in this direction. This is my purpose. There's no doubt about it. And as I'm pacing and thinking, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, business, blah, 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 and marketing, blah. I'm just going on and on and on. And then all of a sudden I hear, as I sit down on the couch, I hear my higher self go, feel it. And I go, okay. So I sit on the couch and I just feel the heaviness of this emotional state across my chest, across my shoulders. And I just sit there and I start crying. And my higher self just goes, feel it. I go, okay, I'm feeling it. I close my eyes and I just feel the sensation of what is going on in my body. It hurts. It's heavy. It's dark. It's big. And I just feel it and feel it and feel it. And I'm crying. I'm just sitting here and I'm just allowing this emotion, the sensation to just be felt fully. And then all of a sudden, as I'm like kind of at the tail end, I can kind of feel the crying is starting to cease a little bit. And then I hear my higher self go, encourage. And I said, okay. And so then I encouraged myself. Jen, you are smart. You know a lot about technology. You have a gift to share with the world. This is just part of your story. Just like Wonka. It's just like the guys just like kicking him out of the city and telling him he can't do it. And he's not making the money and they're taking his money and they're discouraging him. And it's just part of his story before the triumph. It's just the tale before the triumph. And just encourage myself. And I'm thinking, I can do it. It's okay. I can do it. And then I realized I look at my numbers again and it was a one just a second ago. Now I'm a five. And now I'm neutral. And then my higher self goes, encourage. And I go, okay. And I just keep going. I keep encouraging. I'm using positive words and positive self, just self-affirming. I am smart. I do have a gift. My podcast sounds amazing. The audio is really good. I feel like I'm good at certain things. And I'm good at coaching. I'm good at energy work. I'm intuitive. I'm tapping into my skills. And then all of a sudden, my higher self goes, share. And I go, share. And she goes, yes. Share your story. I go, okay. I share my story. All of a sudden, I'm like a nine. I stand up and I come to the computer and I was just about to make a post in our Chakras for Beginners group. And I got this idea that I want to start holding these healing circles in my Chakras for Beginners group and my Lady Rising group on Facebook. And I want to start holding these healing circles and I want to bring people together. And I want it to be free. Because I want to heal. I want people to understand they can heal. They can release these kinks. They can let go of the suffering. They can let go of the stories that they're telling themselves so they can begin to heal. Because that's my purpose. I sit down at the computer. I open my computer and I turn it on. And my higher self goes, no, not yet. And I close the computer. And I said, okay, what? And she goes, let's just let it sit there. Let it bake. I go, okay, we'll let it bake. And the energy just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And as I'm pacing, because now I can't even stand still, like think of someone just told you you won $1 million, $100,000. You got a raise. You got a promotion. You fell in love. You got a free vacation and you're leaving tomorrow. You can't sit. There's no sitting with that energy. So I started pacing and I wanted to engage with my environment. And my higher self says, not yet, not yet. Don't do it. Not yet. And I pick up my phone and I was just about to text Amy and tell her the good news. And she says, no, not yet. So I put my phone down and then I want to text my coach and I want to tell her the good news. She says, no, not yet. Feel it. Expand it. Let it light you up. And as I sit, I tried to sit, can't sit. So I get up and I'm pacing. I'm feeling it's expanding. And this energy is like shooting out from me. And it's huge and it's bigger and it just gets bigger and bigger to the point where it almost feels uncomfortable. It was so big and moving so quickly. And then my higher self goes, feel it some more. And then she says, let go of the limiting beliefs that are coming up. And I'm like, the limiting beliefs that are coming up? And she says, yes, let go of the limiting beliefs that are coming up. Like right now, you want to engage, you want to send, you want to text, you want to tell somebody. Those are all limiting beliefs. Feel the energy of this. Okay. So the life force energy is flowing. The energy is expanding in my body. All I want to do is engage and push. And I want to share. I want to text. I want to post. I want to create. I want to create all the background and all the systems in the background of like, when you come in and you want to be a part of my community, you want to join my healing circle, you want to join my retreat, well, what does that look like? Okay, they're going to come in through Zoom, they're going to go to my Thinkific page, they're going to download and upload and do this. I'm like, immediately, as soon as I'm thinking about it, I'm feeling bogged down. I'm feeling overwhelmed. My higher self and I had a great conversation about this. I continued to feel, and I'm like, you know what? The limiting belief is, I'm going to hate this idea tomorrow. So I have to hurry up and create it. That I'm getting bogged down by the systems that I have to put into place, the technology, and I want to hurry up and do it before I get bogged down, before I get overwhelmed. And I sat with those beliefs, those stories, and I didn't let it affect me. I kept getting up and pacing and breathing and feeling and surrendering. Feeling and surrendering to the emotional state, because this emotion feels good. And it started to kind of shoot out, but then it kind of came back and collected in my body. And then from that point, I was able to sit down and do a few things. And here's the thing. When I sat down minutes before, and I tried to do something with technology, I could feel that my numbers were coming back down, that I was a 9, a 10, an 11. I'm like, oh, I'm dropping. I'm like a 7. But then my higher self says, not yet, don't do it, like get it. So I closed the computer, I got away from technology, and I got up and I just felt and I felt, and the numbers went right back up. Now I'm a 9, now I'm a 10, it feels good. Think of the idea, sit with it for a minute, surrender to the emotional state, feel the emotion. I'm like, okay, I did. But then when it collected, it kind of calmed down, but the joy and the love and the expansion was still there. Then, and only then could I sit down and create. Ideas started to show up that were much easier than what I was doing before, just minutes before. I didn't feel the overwhelm. I could create and I could put the systems in place of what your journey might look like if you became a client, you know, even just this free healing circle, and you just kind of came in this way, that it was clear and it was easy, easy for you and easy for me to set up. And I recognized that my numbers stayed the same. And today, the next day, usually I hate the idea. That was in the past. Guess what? I don't hate the idea today. I still love the idea. Guess what? My numbers are still good. And guess what? I'm still figuring out the systems and the content. And all this stuff is okay. Just let it, like I said, wash over you. But here's the steps. There's a story that I'm telling myself out there that creates the struggle. The tale before the triumph, the story before the success. And I'm asking you to recognize, to sit back and look at your life linearly for just a moment and go, yeah, this is a story. Look at all these little bits and pieces. This is like Moana. This is like the Lorax. This is like Wonka. This is like any single story of failure to success that we've ever seen. Every movie, every book that we've read. Look at your life that way and go, that is just part of the story. If there is not success, we're holding on too tight. Our emotions got a grip on us. So then we're going to breathe in. That's the first step. Breathe. Just stop. Stop telling the story. That's the first step. Stop telling the story. Stop telling the story. And breathe. Take a deep breath. Get grounded. And feel. Feel into. Feel the sensation. Feel the sensation of the emotion. It's got you moving. It's fast, it's slow, it's dark, it's heavy, it's light, it's airy, it's flowing. You tell me what it is. Give me the words. What color is it? Where is it located? How does it feel? Can you feel that life force energy can move through it? Or does it feel heavy that nothing is moving through it? It is dense, it is dark, it is slow. You describe it. Be curious. Then, after you feel, surrender. Surrender. Allow the emotion to just move through. You got a little bit of a clog in the hose, turn the water on, wiggle the hose a little bit. That's feeling it, right? Letting it loose and then watch it pull out at the other end. Boom. There it is. Back to Mother Earth. There it is. There's the gunk. There's the crap. There's the dirt. There's the clog. Let it go. And look at that. Within seconds, water runs free and clear. And clean, and I get to feel clean and clear in my body. It's amazing. Then, as we surrender, release any parts of the limiting belief about the story. I'm not good enough. I have to control. I have to get my kids to do things. I have to get my husband or wife to do things. I have to push and pull and force and coerce, and I have to manipulate. Let all that go. Let it go. Let it go. Surrender. Surrender to your journey. Surrender to your journey. Now, if you are part of my Facebook group, Chakras for Beginners or Lady Rising, be on the lookout. The healing circle is coming your way. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.